Has the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, said enough to quell the concerns around how her party responded to one of its press officers being arrested, prosecuted and convicted of child sexual abuse charges? Michael McMonagall from Limewood Street in Derry admitted a string of offences, including attempted communications with children and attempting to incite a child to engage in sexual activity. He will be sentenced next month. He had been suspended from Sinn Féin after his arrest in 2021. When his contract expired a year later, he took up new employment as a communications officer for the British Heart Foundation. Two other press officers, one of them their most senior strategist in the North, provided McMonagall with work references for the new job. The party leadership said they were unaware that they had done this, and when they found out late last month, they sacked the two of them. But the BHF had been in touch with someone who works in the party's HR department after McMonagall was charged in 2023. The Sinn Féin leadership said they were not made aware of that either. Mary Lou MacDonald did two interviews on national radio and television yesterday, and she spoke in the Dáil as well. She apologised and she said all the actions involved were unacceptable and reprehensible. We're joined now by our political correspondent Paul Cunningham. So Paul, has she said enough?
Well, she's cleared the first hurdle by saying what happened was completely wrong and that the two employees who wrote the references have not just lost their jobs but also left the party. And she said what happened was despicable. However, we still don't know, as you pointed out, how the Sinn Féin HR department could have been informed a year previously and alarm bells were not triggered. So no, this story has more to run. Ms. MacDonald has said that the party is going to get to the bottom of this, and that means more updates from the Sinn Féin leader, I guess.
In the Dáil yesterday, Paul, she talked about, quote, very senior figures of the government parties who have written character references for convicted rapists and child abusers. Did she elaborate, or do we know who she's talking about?
She didn't elaborate in the Dáil. The party's statement earlier on didn't expand on it either. However, the strategy is pretty clear. Sinn Féin will put its hands up and say what happened was wrong completely. But if there is to be a discussion in the Dáil about child protection, then other political parties have to examine themselves. And Sinn Féin wants them to talk about the actions, such as the controversial practice of TDs and senators supplying character references for people convicted of sexual offences. Now, its critics will say that this is nothing more than a deflection away from what happened with Mr. McMahon. Sinn Féin's will counter that it shows that other parties have problems too. But no, she hasn't gone into individual names, who those people were.
Have any of the parties, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, the Greens, have any of them said anything?
No, to a certain extent, it was, you know, this was raised by Fine Gael members, and they wanted to have this talk in the Dáil in relation to what happened. They say it's a crucial issue and that Sinn Féin has still got an awful lot of questions to answer. So there was effectively a consensus about this event happening. Mm. But just exactly what happens inside the Dáil, that's another question altogether.
Are there going to be further Dáil statements then regarding this whole issue?
Yes, there will. And the question is when. So at the moment, the business committee, which allocates Dáil time, has yet to meet. It could meet today, it could meet tomorrow. But I think it's likely, Audrey, that it'll be next week before it actually happens.
Are Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael at odds over this?
No. Yes is the answer. Fine Gael has certainly taken the lead on this. They were speaking on the plinth in relation to this matter before the Dáil actually sat. They were raising issues in the Dáil chamber itself. Fianna Fáil is concerned, and what I'm hearing from their TDs and senators, they seem to have two concerns. One is the fact that an issue such as child protection could become a political circus if they're getting into a sort of a hot and heavy debate on the issue. And the second, they feel it's a strategic one. They would have preferred just Sinn Féin talking about Sinn Féin's problems rather than a wider debate into how all parties conduct themselves. But it has to be said that it was actually the Labour Party leader, Ivana Bacsik, who put that question. It came from her that maybe child protection could be discussed in a general way and what all parties are doing.
The Taoiseach's away from the Dáil today. He's in Washington meeting President Biden for the final time in President Biden's presidency. What's on the agenda, Paul?
Well, the big agenda is to discuss, you know, the 100th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Ireland and the United States. And it was, after all, the United States which was the first country to recognise Irish independence. So the expectation is it's going to be a review of and a celebration of the close ties between Dublin and Washington. But you can't get away from the fact that there are concerns in Ireland in relation to how Israel or the United States is giving support to Israel in relation to its war in Gaza and Lebanon. So that's hanging around in the background. And the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, was speaking to our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan. This is what he had to say.
But of course, when you're marking 100 years of diplomatic relations, it's not just about looking back. It's also about what next? What more can we do together? And people in Ireland know, and I know and appreciate, the very important role that the US played, and indeed the President Biden would have played in previous roles, in helping to bring peace to our island and helping with the Good Friday Agreement. I want to have conversations really about how we can continue to embed that peace, embed prosperity, and how we can continue to talk with our friends in the United States about how we make sure that the incredible opportunity that my generation and the next generation has from the Good Friday Agreement can be fully realised. Of course, I'd also want to talk with President Biden about international issues. Ireland's position on a whole range of important issues won't come as a surprise to the President of the United States. Ireland always speaks honestly with friends. I know President Biden is committed to a ceasefire in Gaza. I know he's working hard in relation to that, as has his administration. But I also know so far we haven't been able to bring about a ceasefire. And I do think there is a real moment now for the world to dig deeper and say, what more can we do to make sure the circumstances are put in place to make a ceasefire an inevitability? Because the violence has to stop, the killing has to stop. And the only way, and Ireland knows this better than most, the only way to bring stability and peace is through a political process and a political dialogue. I'm particularly concerned about the lack of humanitarian aid getting into Gaza. And of course, very eager to continue to speak with President Biden about our peacekeeping troops that are based in Lebanon at the moment as part of the UNIFIL mission.
That's the Taoiseach in Washington. I'm going to ask you a question you can't answer now, Paul. Will he call an election on his return?
Thanks, Audrey. He's going to do it at some stage. But briefly, I think the thing to watch out for is that there's two crucial pieces of legislation which are heading to the Dáil. One is the finance bill, which will be published on Thursday, and the social welfare bill will go to the Dáil next week. Now, both of those give legal effect to the budget. And the finance bill, I don't think, is due to be discussed until early November. So watch out if it is the case that Taoiseach Simon Harris comes back and says, we're going to have to deal with the finance bill more speedily than had been expected. That's the alarm bell. That's when people are going to say an election is coming.
Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent. Many thanks indeed.